It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. Velvet Revolver bass player Duff McKagan said the band is not currently auditioning singers at the moment. The comments were in response to Scott Weiland recently saying in an interview that he had heard Velvet Revolver was holding auditions, and he wondered if he should join the cattle call. McKagan told VH1 Radio Networks he's not aware of anyone auditioning, and he would know about it if it were happening. He also shot down any chance of Weiland rejoining the band, saying that was a chapter in his life that has ended, but he wished Weiland the best of luck going forward. Evanescence lead singer Amy Lee said she does not have any plans to do anything with Evanescence for the foreseeable future. Speaking with Rolling Stone, Lee said she loved her time with Evanescence, but wants to take some time now to show different sides of herself. She didn't rule out ever working with the band again, however, saying she is open-minded for future endeavors within the group, saying basically just that the band isn't doing anything right now. Lee will release a new album, Amy Lee featuring Dave Egger, Aftermath, on August 25th. The disc is a film score collaboration with Dave Egger for the movie War Story, which premiered in January at the Sundance Film Festival. Lee also became a first-time mother last month. More details in the Rock Report blog. Rumors are circulating that Slipknot's new song, The Negative One, was written about former drummer Joey Jordison. Lyrics for the song include, quote, "The Lord of Lies, you had to be set free, opposing sides, your choices are the negative one and me," unquote. Also, Jordison was also assigned the number one as his alias shortly after the band formed. Jordison, a founding member of Slipknot, was let go from the band late last year. The band has not addressed the rumors about the song. Meanwhile, Lamb of God's Chris Adler has refused to confirm or deny that he played drums on the upcoming Slipknot album, saying, quote, "Right now, I think silence is golden," unquote. Some fans have observed the drumming style on the first song from the album, The Negative One, was very similar to that of Adler, and noted Lamb of God does have a prior working relationship with Slipknot in online speculation postings. ABC News Radio asked Adler about the internet chatter, and he said, quote, "You know, I listened to it, and I thought it sounded a little bit like me, too. At the moment, I just don't recall doing it," unquote. Meanwhile, other reports have suggested that Slipknot have recorded former Madball and Against Me drummer Jay Weinberg to play on the new album and upcoming tour. Weinberg is the son of Max Weinberg, longtime Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band drummer. Lead singer Corey Taylor said they are withholding the name of the new drummer for the time being for a bit longer. The band's upcoming album is due out in October. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.